The quality that we all should have at all times, at every second, every moment. We cannot be free from that quality. That is the quality which is most wanted in us, and that is humility. To lower yourself to the ground, the lowest that you are, the lowest of the lowest of those. You have to take yourself the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. That condition has to be at all times, at every situation, every place, everywhere. You don't know that this quality that comes into us 24 hours, then it brings about so much humility that you begin to fulfill the rights of others. You will forego your rights. You don't know what is your rights anymore. You bring that quality, it will take everyone higher than you. Then when you bring that quality even higher than you, then obviously that all the time you make sure that you keep them happy. And that is something which is very difficult. That's why all the time it's very, very important to sit in the company of pious. To sit in the company of pious is so important, so that bring that quality into you that it is stuck in your heart. As it is jam-jam, like when you make it zikr all the time. When you make it zikr all the time, continuously making zikr for Allah, Allah, whatever the zikr you make. It must go to that extent that you continue making zikr, so that in every occasion, every position, everywhere, whenever you feel you make a zikr of Allah, it becomes so strong in you that it becomes jam-jam-y, stamped in the heart. Once it gets stamped in your heart, then you must know this much, it will not come out of your heart. It will remind you inside you at all the time. Be aware. Then you do not know what's the meaning of namaz qaza. You do not know the meaning of missing any salah. There is not the meaning of any calling, any kind of backbiting. You do not know what's the meaning of jealousy. Because you got strong money in your heart, it is spent in you, so to that extent so strong that that prevents you from getting any kind of ailment in your heart. So this humility, humbleness is so important, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for the highest of all the qualities, but humility of all. And he put into our heart this thing that you have to have humility, then you find in humbleness what happens to you, then you begin to show don't disrespect your wife. Leave alone your wife and children also. Not your children too. You begin to talk to them with humbleness. Before you were talking to them in harshness. Before you should talk with harshness to your wife and children, everyone. There's no softness at all. But if you look at it, the reason for you to speak in harshness to the children and your wife and the rest of it is because of what? Humbleness. Because of pride. Because of pride. If this subject is stamped in your heart very strongly, then the worker who you're working for, you'll be very kind to him. Even all go, but no matter what, you'll be very kind. In every way you'll be kind to everyone. A small child you'll be kind to. A big person you'll be kind to. The quality of humility must bring that into us. That when you begin to show that kindness to everyone, leave alone kindness to everyone, even the animals will be kind to them. The animals will be kind to them. Hazrat.
If a cat is sleeping in a bed, he won't go and wake the cat up and sleep outside down on the floor. He does not know what it means, you're hurting your pride. He's got so much of, he's got some sicknesses on his finger or the leg. So many flies there. People come to push the flies away. He does not even affect him because he's doing his work and that's it. You don't know humility, humbleness is very important. If you bring that quality into you, then the bigger the outcome of zikr will be asked. Because people make it zikr, alhamdulillah, they make a lot of zikr. But with the zikr, there's no effect of the zikr was supposed to be. The zikr was supposed to be of this kind that you become kind to everyone. You do not know what's the meaning of anger also. You do not know what's the meaning of anger also. Till you don't get that quality in you. Tawazu, you call it tawazu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's walking through, he's walking with people together. It's not that he's walking in front and others walking behind him. And how today people, when they walk in front, they want others to walk behind. And then say they go talking of humility, there's no humility at all, it's takabbur, pride. Now we come in front of the Sahaba and to challenge you, you have to sit in a high place, not that you want to sit in a high place, so that people can see you. Because strangers are coming, they want to see you, they cannot see who you are. But whenever you sit down to eat, you should not lean against anything, you should be like an abd, like a slave. Rasulullah s.a.w. When you eat, you should eat with everyone's abd, like a slave. My husband, I should always see. When you sit down and eat, first he did not have the habit of sitting like this. Not feel like this. He always sits straight. Does not mean if you got a habit of sitting like this, you sit like this. But if you sit in a condition that is always like this, not like this, you're eating like this, food and up. Rasulullah should eat like that, like a slave, like a banda. True banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to become a true banda of Allah ta'ala. True banda. And that can only come in if you do not have something that called pride. And pride is something, if you do not have humility in you, you have pride in you. Pride is your own empowerment. And no matter what it is, you must know something, the first person in this world who committed a sin of going of disobedience was Shaitan. Before him, there was no such thing as sin disobedience at any time. And Allah Ta'ala just gave one advice, one command, make sense that to Adam alayhi salam. He did not realize who's the name. He only thought what has been told to him. If he only thought who told him, then he would not think that was his. Allah reminded him. He began to argue using his own aqal, wisdom. In the end, what happened? He became the cure of Jahannam. Yet he was a person who made so much ibadat. There was no one made more ibadat than Shaitan, Iblis. His name was Azazil. Just imagine from Azazil he became a Shaitan, Iblis. Yet so much of ibadat he made in this world that you and I do not make that an ibadat at all. But the outcome was this, what he thought is he was always keeping in mind on ibadat to Allah. It's who? I'm so one. That's why it's very important this month that humility when you got in you, you won't say I'm someone. But you say, Ya Allah, you made me do it. That's when the hadith is mentioned a person. When Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Allah, I did that person, say, Ya Allah, I did myself the things Allah did not do yourself. I made you do it. And the person says, Ya Allah, you made it with Allah said, no, you did it. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One say, Ya Allah, I read namaz, Ya Allah, you made me read namaz. Ya Allah, I gave this charity, Ya Allah, you made me give the charity. No, everything you do, Ya Allah, you made me give them. Allah says, no, you did it. But the moment you begin to say, I did it, then Allah says, no. So this takabbur, the pride, which is a hidden thing, let me tell you something, it can take 50 years to utilize you. You can say whatever you want, it's 50 years you don't know the time. When you face the situation, a test, whether at home, whether in your business, whether in the street, whether in the mall, driving a car too, driving a car, you come to realize how much of pride, because that man drove the car so fast in front of you and he hooted to you. The way when he hooted to you, what you did, you looked at him. What was the reason you looked at him? Mother said to that. What did you look at him for? What did you look at him for? To show him that I'm someone too. But if you were real that humility, to apna kaam karo, mai apna kaam karta. Hazrat Jibril has to know, when a person fights with you and talks nonsense with you, didn't even think a dog is barking at you. You don't look at him, the dog is barking at you. When a dog is barking at you, do you look like a dog? Or you carry on walking? So you go and carry on barking and walking. This is how he's telling us how to behave. When this quality comes into us and a wife is barking with you, and you keep being quiet about it, you're also barking also. So what have we learned? Where the humility is? Humility is what baat kare unko karne do, unse naaz hai unko. Unki naaz kare, unko naaz hai. She can't do it anyone else besides her husband. She can't go tell her partner of that. She can't go tell her brother of that. She got someone, only one person she can tell, who naaz kare, who naaz kare. So that's why you have to just keep quiet, allow her to say whatever she wants to tell you. So when this quality comes into you, you begin to think, oh, let her say whatever she wants. When what? Humbleness. Humbleness is something, humbleness. Why is he a boss? When his worker did something wrong, he did something wrong, how was the situation? What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to call him in the office quietly, that is called humility. But you blow your mouth in front of him because you could think you are someone, because you are Mr. So and so. So that is pride and nothing else. But if you look at him from this point, he has humility in you. You call him up, no matter, you make him sit down. You make this mistake. You did this mistake. This is what you call humility. With everyone. Ustad and Madrasa also. Same thing, everywhere. You call the person. If you reprimand everything, if the child spoke out of turn to you too, how did you respond? If you respond in a bad manner, that is pride. The humility says to the house. Says to the house. This quality of humility must come into every one of us. This is something that very few of us got. When you face the situation, you come to realize we all failed. And if you look at it, every Buzhugan has been before. Great in Mutiyan. What their condition was, when they should go to teach the madrasa, but they should go to homes of widows, let me go to the bazaar to buy some goods. Let me go to the bazaar to buy some goods. They don't show their morana to. Today your own mother tells you to go to the bazaar, you won't go. Today your own wife tells you to go to the bazaar, you won't go. Here this man who is a very big Mufti of India. Yet we've been going to houses before you go to classes, you will see this is a bevahai, here is bevahai, widows. Let me go and ask them what they want. Who will do those things? Those people who got humility. Humbleness. The only way humility can come into us is make salam too much. Make salam to people. Make salam. Whenever you want to make salam, you don't want to make salam to a small person. You don't make salam to the poor person. Make salam to everyone. That is the way you break that what you call yourself is pride. Pride is something is very important that it must become. Hazrat Muhammad Gongoi Rahmatullah Ali, when his sheikh asked him, when he told him, Hazrat, I got so many students completed. He said, no, I didn't do anything, Ya Allah, you did everything. Straight away he began to humble himself. I did not. He asked him how many students have all finished. He said, whatever he said. Now you and I will say, hey, I have so many students. I have so many hafiz that I made. I have so many this, so many that. Yeah, he had 200 students at the best. But the moment he said, Ya Allah, you asking me the question, that's why I'm answering the question. I did not do it, you Allah, you did everything. The consciousness is there, Ya Allah, I did not do anything, you doing it. That's what you need namaz, you say, Ya Allah, I did not need namaz, you made me read namaz. When you got this quality that you need namaz, Allah, you made me read namaz, it never will cross your heart that someone must call you namazi. Because if fearing this by don't call namaz, it mustn't be that I got it in the dunya and it lost in after that. Humility is something, that is one thing is called tawazu. Is a very great quality which is wanted in every one of us. You do not know if you make zikr, you do not make zikr too. But you brought this quality into you, half your battle is won. Half your battle. You don't have to work so hard. I'm giving you an easy remedy. Everyone wants an easy remedy. I'm telling you, you've only got this one. But do not lie to your share. Yeah. When he tells you certain things, let him do that. But if you only got this one thing, then humble yourself to the ground. In which way, if someone tells you, you are wasn't a dog, how will you respond? That's why we said this, but don't ever say anyone I'm wasn't a dog. Because that is also a sign of pride. Also a sign of that you want to say you are someone. Someone told him something to that effect, and he said, walk him, tariq karte. Why must you praise yourself? What are you praising yourself? So the ulama before, the Buzugan had been with before, they, you know, one very big Buzug is to read Tarawih, this one Hafiza, whole night in Tarawih. So few hours or 1-2 hours with rest. When the Hafiz are going to sleep, the Shaykh Uhim Rahmatullah Ali, he's going to press the Hafiz's legs. Press Hafiz's legs. He's going to stop. What are you doing that? He said, you whole night of Tarawih, Professor, what is wrong? They do not take themselves high, they always take them lowest and lowest. Why don't you and I take ourselves lowest and lowest? The knowledge that they had, but they don't call it knowledgeable at all. They think Hamman Paskul name. We got no knowledge, but we got so much of pride. But they had so much of knowledge that we got nothing. Shaykh Uhim Rahmatullahi once giving a talk. And while he was giving a talk, an opposition army came there. And the subject was so important for him to continue to put the opposition right. But the moment he looked at him, he stopped straight away. Asked Hazrat, why did you stop? It's the first time I was giving bayan to the same Allah Ta'ala. But the moment I saw this person, they were, now I'm going to speak on his language now. The moment now I'm going to speak on his language, it affected me, no more Allah is the soul. Why this quality came into him? Why? Because of humility. Humble. People, they call their name, they get happy, they don't call Mawlana, they get blessing them. They don't get happy too. You don't call them Mawlana, they don't get happy. But here, you don't call them Mawlana, they will not happy. Oh, I'm a Mawlana. Oh, Hafiza. Why, you must be happy someone called your name. Humility comes into you then. Everything comes into you. You're not humbled in it. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, you know, his two Muris, Khalifa came and told him as well. We are worried that every time we look at others, we take them better than us. We always think, well, lower than them. Lower than them, we always take it very worried. But the Thani Rahmatullah told him, that's very good. Because when I sit in the majlis too, I take everyone higher than me. I take myself lower than them. When you remind people too, you should look at it, you should be very careful that I'm not looking down at him.
Today when we demand poor people, we look down at them, run them down to the ground. Here you see when I demand people to make sure that I don't take in lower than me. Who is bringing this quality into us today? Tell me how many of us got that quality to us. I'm saying again and again, if you can only bring this quality in a correct way, you see how quickly your Islamic is full of it. Otherwise, no matter how much zikr you can make, no matter how much devotion you can make, alhamdulillah, it's good to make zikr do zikr. The effect can only take place is what that the medication is wanted. The medication is. And the medication is Islam. Medication is Islam. You have to make Islam all right. Shaykh Ahmad Ifai Rahmatullah Ali, you know him. He's very famous. Only he brought to go for Hajj. And we went for Hajj, he went to Rose Mubarak. He's very famous, the story is. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, every time I should tell myself a salam to you, today I'm present in front of you. Take out your hand and kiss me. Who can talk like that? So big crowd there. And the moment that hand came out, how many thousand people saw that hand that's shining in hand? He kissed the hand, but the effect of kissing the hand, he turned into humility. Humble. He said, people kick him and drop him down and walk on top of him too. I'm not fit to be kissing this hand. He brought him that condition. He didn't say, oh, I kissed the Prophet's hand, now oh, I'm a good fool. But immediately after he kissed that hand, he turned into humility, humble as the ali. That humility in him. Hazrat Ji one day, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one student tell him, I want new shoes. Now you want new shoes, which shoe is it? Hazrat bend your shoes. He's not showing the shoes. Hazrat Ji picking one man shoes, this is your shoes, this is your shoes. Why you show this to them? Look at the humility. The humbleness. Another one starts to be angry, he says, why don't you show your shoes? But just to show other people, they put it the same thing too. Humble. Humility was there. Then one person came and stole some money, he can't say anything about questions. The whole people there. He needed the money, let him go. What will you do? What will you do? This quality of humility in you, then only you get that quality of overlooking and understanding. Why I'm saying this is the most important of our homes today, we have more humility in it. Our home is the most important thing, outside everything is not good. The homes must be full of humility, humbleness, because you are faced 24 hours with them all the time. How come outside you talk to one and how you are? Why? Big eyes. Where the humility gone now? Very humility gone. So this is what is wanted in your house, you will have humility in your home. Because I'm not telling you what apply, I'm hazard to tell us this much. If you are really true and sincere, your wife can make your Islam. Your wife can make your Islam, you don't have to that Islam can only take place if you got in humility. And every moment you think, shall I am nothing. I am nothing. You don't have to let people tell you you are nothing because that is not important. You must say, I am nothing. I deserve all this which happened. Any kind of things happening to you from her side or from the house side, anywhere side, I deserve that. I deserve everything that. If you have that vision, I deserve that, then everything happens. Let me tell you something.
Haji Nawawi Rahmatullah wrote to his one Khalifa and told him, everything that happens to you must be coming from Allah. Anything that happens to you is coming from Allah Ta'ala. The wife calls you is coming from Allah Ta'ala. It's only happened from Allah Ta'ala. Everything is coming from Allah Ta'ala. A person promises something and says, he's going to give you that thing. He will not give you. It's happened from Allah Ta'ala. Then he says there too, you've got that quality in you, you only have one enemy too. You want to have one. Oh, he refused me. Oh, she did that. Or this, that. Nothing, anything happened against you too. Nothing. So you will not feel anyone. So this is what is wanted. And humility is the most important. Humility is the most important thing. Bring that quality to us. So may God Allah Ta'ala whatever I said. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem to this. My dear friend, I'm telling you one more time. This one subject only you bring yourself into all the time. 24 hours, half a isra or three quarters have been done. Inshallah. Allah will amr to the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa sukrika wa husnaka. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi al-umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi dunya wa adabil qabr wa adab al-akhirah. اللهم نسأل صحة الإفطار والأمانة وحسن الخلق وأهل الرحمة وآخر السلام عليكم. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلم وفي المسلمين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله.